Okay, shall we start? I got my badge now, so I'm officially member of this group. Yes, okay, let's go. So today I'll walk you through Fintraffic Mobile, or Fintraffic Mobiili, as we call it here in Finland. And you could say that this is our national traffic app here in Finland. And of course, we are here at the Open Trip Planning Summit. We're gonna talk about how we use Open Trip Planner for route search and alerts in the app. And well, I wasn't here in the morning, so I don't know what was it, Jaakko, who
I saw this.
Told you, probably showed the same slide, but Fintraffic, we deal with traffic or manage the traffic in all the modalities here in Finland, whether it be rail, road, air, or sea. And of course, in this traffic management operation, it produces a lot of data, and you could say that our fifth mean of traffic is data. So we store that data and deliver it via our own open source open data platforms. And from that data, we also create services for our customers, for everybody who is on the move in Finland. So real-time traffic situation, that's the name of the game, and I think Fintraffic Mobile is the prime example of this side of our operation. So Fintraffic Mobile, it's a free app for iOS and Android, and as said, that we combine real-time information from traffic operation and also alerts. And the main functions, or the main modes of transportation at the moment, are rail and road traffic. There's also, this is kind of a two-way communication. We also gather data from our users, especially if there are any disruptions or let's say issues on the road, potholes or anything like that. This is the official channel to feedback that information to us, and then this information is forwarded to the contractors who maintain the roads. And I will go through the different like road traffic, rail traffic, and feedback channel in a moment, a bit more. But we've asked quite a lot, why an app? What kind of added value does building an app give to you? So we see that, and we've seen in the practice that the push notifications are really, really important mean of communication. When there's some accident or any other disruption in the road, and the road traffic operator makes the alert, it can reach only in seconds the receiver's phone. And the other thing that makes it quite effective is that we have location sharing. If you opt in, most of people opt in, and that's how we can deliver those traffic bulletins or disruptions straight to where you are, meaning that you can specify, do you want them on the radius of 5 km up to 50 km from where you are? So even though where you're on the move, you're traveling somewhere, something happens in the road, you get the alert immediately. We had pretty nice success with the app. I said that we're a bit under 2 years old app. We had already some 100,000 downloads, and users are quite active in the app. And the feedback has been pretty positive. We've received quite a lot of media coverage in the biggest medias in Finland, and also received an award for best customer deed in Finland last year, which was handed by some, I think, customer experience, or well, customer experience professionals in Finland. So I guess we've done something right there. And further development, we are looking at possibilities to to integrate the app with CarPlay and Android Auto systems. And also, well, we go to the route search functions soon, and hope you people can help us with that. But I'll talk about that later. But in developing those features too. And then we are also investigating integrating the national public transport system, DigiTransit, to the app, which I guess many of you know quite a lot. But in a nutshell, the main goal of the application is to enhance, make the people, like, traffic flow more efficient, enhance safety, and also some like ecological, like reduce emissions and so on. And here are some screens from the app. This is road traffic. I think the road cameras, there are over 700 of them in our system, and they are probably the most important feats. So in Finland, during the winter time, the weather can be quite harsh and the driving conditions can get pretty bad. So these images along the roads give people quite a lot of information what to expect when hitting the road. Also, in the second screen from the left, you can see that we have quite extensive weather forecast services built in. So you can see almost one day before what the conditions will be. And then the third thing is something that I don't know if any other service has, is the winter maintenance. So during the winter time, when a really bad weather hits and the plows are on the move and there are de-icing operations and so you can see where almost in real time where the plows are going and if your, let's say, nearby road is plowed or not. Then there's the rail traffic section of the app. We have up-to-date real-time information from the stations or for the timetables for the stations. Also, individual services, you can follow them on the map and get real-time information where your train is. And also, there is possibility, if you're, for instance, commuting to work via train, you can subscribe to alerts from that route. For instance, here is in this picture, there is Kirkkonummi, Helsinki, which is a suburb like 30 kilometers from Helsinki, and many people commute to Helsinki to work. You can get alerts if there are like big disruptions or delays in the traffic. And then I already mentioned briefly, there's this feedback and observations part where you can leave feedback if there's some issues with the condition of the road, whether it be big potholes or slippery road or whatever. You can leave kind of the official feedback here and the things are forwarded to the constructors and they will deal with the situation. And one more thing, you can also, in the left, right-hand side, you can also alert other road users, other people about things such as like animals in the road, deers or reindeers perhaps in the northern part of Finland, and also if there is some stopped vehicles and so on. A little bit similar to what Waze is doing. But now let's go to the OTP. So we noticed quite early on that this app was planned for or used mainly for planning trips. So we are not a navigation app, and we don't want to be. Our app is more for planning and getting the alerts in real time. And well, one thing that we get quite a lot of like good feedback is that of course the app is completely free. You don't have to register, we don't have any ads, and we don't store any personal information or you use your information to any advertising or that. So it's in that sense it's a clean and safe to use kind of official data. But what we're using Open Trip Planner is our route search function. So we combine the OTP data with Fintraffic own data sources. So let's see if it works. I have a small demo so you can see better. So this is the app, and I'm going to do a driving route there, just to checking that there's quite a lot of things going on the map at the moment. So I added my home as a starting point, use the location, and then I search for the address for my summer cottage, which is situated in Ruokolahti in eastern Finland. And there an OTP search was done, and I get the route and all the let's say object or things that are along the route. And this is quite a long route. It's 300 kilometers over 3 hours. So I get a list of, I don't know, over 100, 120 things along the way. And here I think what our customers like quite a lot, so that they can, for instance, check the road camera pictures from the route, so they can see what to expect during their trip. And also, you saw quickly that there's the weather station information, so you can get the weather forecast for different points in the route as well from here. And there are traffic volumes. This one looks pretty okay, but I guess there is another one coming where we can see that there's some congestion and issues with traffic between Kotka and Porvo. And in addition to looking the route like this as a list format, you can also soon, I'll go there are traffic, road works as well in the app. But you can of course look at the route from the map. I guess it's coming now, so you can zoom in and see different parts and also of course pick the things you're interested in from the map. And I said that there's quite a lot of things. You can of course filter things out here. I wanted to add the fueling stations because I wanted to fuel up my car before leaving so I can find the nearest petrol station along the road in Alppila. And then the last part, I can save the route. I'm naming it Summer Cottage, and there underneath there's a toggle that subscribe to notifications, and the end result you can see on the right hand side. There's a list of notifications that come from this route. It says that on the route Summer Cottage, and there has been some road closures and things like that. This is something that our customers like quite a lot, and something that we would like to develop further in the future. We've received some feedback from our users. The current OTP only supports one route, so we can get only that one, like probably the quickest route from there. In this my example to my summer cottage, I think I have three optional routes there, which are length and time-wise pretty much the same. So this doesn't make it possible for me to kind of compare them and which one is best at which time, of course depending on the road works and things like that. And the other thing is the via routing, so going from A to B or going from A to C via B. I've heard from Jaakko that this is something that's been developed, but it's something that's really kind of our customers and our users are requesting me each week. And of course, the third main issue here is that routing doesn't really kind of understand the the content that we get from the FinTraffic system. So for instance, if there's a road closure or something like this, it just ignores it. It just makes the route along the way. So this is probably a bigger thing for us to fix, but these are the main feedbacks that we're getting. But yes, here are some QR codes. I think it's end of my presentation and end of time as well. Please download and test the app. If you want to know anything more, I'm more than happy to answer your inquiries or questions later. Are there any questions now? I think we are running late, but...